I have one last story to tell. Then we'll take it easy. Do you feel like you've gotten something today? I did this financial mastery program in 1995. I think it was September 1995. We did one in Chicago. There's a gentleman there who was in the options. He's a financial broker. He was in the options pit in Chicago. He had at some times in his personal portfolio up to $11 million. And then he would be down to $2 million. He'd be up to $4 million. He'd be down to $1 million. He'd be up to $7 million. He had extremely volatile dynamic. Very much a risk taker. When he was up, he'd fly over to Europe for a vacation for the weekend. He would live an incredibly high, volatile, fancy life. Wine, dine, fancy things, rent private jets, do this and that, and was living high on the hog. And then he'd go down and he'd be self-depressed if he lost his hair and he was emotionally stressed. Have a girlfriend that was interested in his money and then all of a sudden no girlfriend, dumped him, depressed. Highly volatile, almost a manic depressive cycle. He came to the program and he had no checks and balance system on his volatility. If he got really high, he didn't have a thing to sell some of it. If he got really low, he didn't have a thing to save some of it. He just had no checks and balances. Just he's out to get the big kill. Highly volatile guy. He came to the program and he cried. He cried on the first day of the program, that night. His girlfriend, him, he cried. Because when he was up, he was cocky up there. When he was down, he was introverted, didn't want anybody to see him. Didn't want to go into the pit. So he was literally in the pits. That's his job. The Chicago options pit. A lot of money is made and broken there. People are actually suicide there sometimes when they lose their money and manic when they get their money. Because it's high geared. Futures and options and things of this nature, highly geared. So you can make a lot of money really quick, you can lose a lot of money quick. And I'll talk a little bit about those systems there. But I don't recommend them at this stage. But even though he had passed, because in the program I asked him, if he averaged what he had going through his hands over the time, how much money would he have had over the 11 years he was investing? And he said $78 million had passed through his hands. I said, right this minute, where are you with your net worth? He stared at me for a second. He said, $400,000. That's where I'm at right now. I recently lost my last fortune. And my fancy place to stay. He borrowed on margin, piles of money, did a big deal on margin, big options, and lost a huge sum of money. Had all his eggs in one basket. He was a manic depressive. Addictive personality, they call it. He cried that night, came back the next day, told me the story. He said, will you help me manage my emotional state so I can build wealth again? I think I got my lesson. And I said, sure. So we set up a system that any time, first of all, we start with this $400,000. And we were not allowed to use more than $40,000 in the game. And we structured his $400,000 into the structure we set. Then, whatever he took on that $40,000 in the game, if he made profit on it, which he sometimes did, made $20,000 to $30,000 off that money, he immediately took portions of that and stuck it back in the game and never allowed him more than 10% extra to the amount he started with. So if he started with $40,000, he's got $44,000 now. And he goes and makes some more money. Today, he's got a $3 million piece of property paid for. He's got about $7.5 million in stair-stepping. And he's got about $1 million he's playing in the market with. About 10% of his whole wealth he's got playing in the market. And if he goes, and if he has a big kill, and we have signs, and his wife's in on this now, because he's married now, he's got a kid. His wife, she's to do a checklist when he comes home. If she sees him extroverted, manic, woo, up in any way, call Dr. DeMartini. I will spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes on the phone to neutralize that. Because she doesn't want to be the one that's always bitching at him when he's up. She calls me. I get on the phone. Yes, he has to pay some of my time. He may pay a few $100 to get on the phone with me for a few minutes. But what he does is I neutralize him back. He goes back in the game the next day with a balanced perspective, back on his strategy, and he goes back in the game. If he has a low day and he feels like he lost some money and he's got the signs, we call. I give him the benefits. I give him the drawbacks if he's up. I give him the benefits if he's down. He may spend 5 minutes on the phone, 15, no more than 30 usually. But at that $1 million, if he's volatile, he'll tend to manage his money unwisely and get away from his strategies. So we keep him from, we get a check and balance system. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's just methodical, following a strategy that has proven to work for his investments.